Talk the Gemara as follows. Tanachada, there was one braisa, maybe get bespina, a person who wrote a get on a ship. Where was this ship? This ship was in Eretz Yisrael. Rivers in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara wants to declare, the Gemara wants to know, how do we dana up those rivers? Is that Eretz Yisrael proper? Is that not Eretz Yisrael proper? Tosfos is bothered and he says, what do you mean we already have precedent from an area that's not technically Eretz Yisrael, and yet still the Gemara assumed had a din of Eretz Yisrael, klapei b'fanenech, b'fanenech, that you don't need to recite b'fanenech, b'fanenech. So why should this be any different? This should be like areas that are muvla b'toich ha-tchum Eretz Yisrael, even though technically they're not considered Eretz Yisrael. So whatever you're going to say over there, you're going to say over here. And yet the Gemara doesn't say that. And yet the Gemara says this is a machloikas tanoim. Yet the Gemara says that this is dependent on a machloikas Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda. But Tosfos doesn't give us the key element of what is the chiluk. What is the distinction between an area, a patch of land that's subsumed within the borders of Eretz Yisrael, and Mayim Naharos that's sitting in Eretz Yisrael proper. Stama, the answer is that to have a Shem Eretz Yisrael L'inyan Gittin, so you have to be a Mokum. And even if you say that technically it's not Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maisers, it wasn't conquered for Trumas and Maisers, but it's in the area and the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, so there I can mamish see and could visualize it as being an Eretz Yisrael in terms of being that makom. But if you have water that people are passing by on a boat, that there is no makom to that area, unless I can somehow connect it to the land that it's sitting on, to consider that water as Eretz Yisrael proper, that's a bigger chiddush than land that's really adjacent and within the borders of other lands. So just because I know that there's a concept of muvlos for certain areas, even though it's not Eretz Yisrael proper for Trumas and Maisers, will not dictate to me automatically that Legabe Mayim I would say such a chiddush as well. So Tosfos differentiates between these two sugyas and says, just because earlier we introduced a concept called muvlos, doesn't necessarily mean that I know that Mayim is considered Eretz Yisrael and I view Mayim as muvlos. But what is the Nakuda in our sugya? What is the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon? What are they fundamentally arguing about? That is what I'd like to discuss today, Rabbi Yisai. Chevra, it's not clear. It's difficult. It's a hard sugya, conceptually. But I'm telling you right now, buckle up, because you are going to be wowed on the practical implications of our sugya. This is major. It might sound not major. It might sound very out there, but it's not, and it's huge. So buckle up. Yeah, Oren.
So is the reason why it's a bigger finish that it's moving?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. But that could be. That it's like, it's not stationary. It doesn't have a, it's not even karka. People are constantly going. I don't know. A get that's written on a wagon, l'chayra, that's like sitting on a, that's like sitting on the land. That is that land.
So it's nothing to do with it being stationary.
What?
Therefore, it has nothing to do with it being stationary.
No, the fact that no one could be stationary on that land shows that Mayim is different. There is no muckle.
What does it actually mean for get? Like, what? Who cares?
So that automatically has a din of chutzah. This is not the Mekomos that Chazal were talking about when they made the Takana before Nenach
Fanenach. They made the Takana for a reason.
Okay.
The reasons for Lishmar.
But they also drew a line between Chutz Laretz and Eretz Yisrael.
What about Bavel?
What about Muvlos?
No, Bavel.
Bavel was a separate Takana. That was an exception
why?
To the rule.
But whatever extension we made for Bavel, why didn't we make it for the
water? So great. It obviously didn't meet the same, meaning Bavel had a separate, Bavel had a separate area, a separate takana because they were Bikin. That you don't have that by Mayim.
You're in Eretz Yisrael. Obviously we're not talking about the water being Bikin. The people around there are Bikin.
Okay.
So I have a basin right next to it.
But if I have a Shem Chutz Laretz Legabe other areas of Halacha, so then and there's nothing plugging it in like I do by Bavel, so maybe this should be like this should never lose its Shem Chutz Laretz.
Why is there nothing plugging it in?
What?
He's saying, why is there nothing plugging it in?
Just think of the water as a road.
Because
that's exactly what we need. We need caravan going back and forth. So the water is the same thing. It's a road that's going to two
places. Right.
It says here, tomorrow, you just don't make the distinction between Chutz Laretz. If it's Chutz Laretz and Chutz Laretz.
Lo meflagim in a chutz laretz, but we are by muvlos. But lo techalik be chutz laretz. But you are
with what?
Muvlos.
Muvlos on chutz laretz, yeah.
And you're pater.
From what?
That's Tosfos Kasha. And that's the Kasha. Meaning we do have. Why don't we say that same chiluk? So there's something lacking over here that's less than muvlos. What? The Gemara quoted. Yeah, the Gemara said on Daf Dalet and the Gemara on Daf Vavim and Beis quoted Shitas that Pater over there. Farsi Soy.
I'm not considered a part of Israel.
And you're Pater.
I don't get the. It's not within the border of Israel over here.
And yet you're still Pater.
Obviously, you're Pater from Maaser when you're outside
of Israel. No, we're talking about Bafan and Achvan and Echta. Chebra, it's not clear. It's not clear to me, and I'm open to suggestions over here. Tosfos held that there was some chiluk, and it doesn't tell us what that chiluk is, and why should it be any different than an area that's mobile? Yeah, Tano.
Would Tosfos have to be holding that it would be encompassed within a separate kibush, like this water, because otherwise then that would be like a very simple answer that it's not.
Yeah, I would assume so. Then Tosfos would say that. Yeah. Yeah, Ezra.
Muvlos are. Completely surrounded by Eretz Yisrael, so they're, I guess, their own separate land, whereas a river in Eretz Yisrael is probably connected to a larger body of water, which is a part of Eretz Yisrael.
The Gemara doesn't seem to say. Let's say you had a Mayan that was a small area.
Like a river comes from somewhere, it goes somewhere.
That's what I thought to understand.
That you're saying it's automatically extending outside to an ocean that's outside of Chutz Laretz. Let's say it's. What?
It says upper Chutz Laretz above Sfina La'aretz. It had to have come.
No, but that's a different case.
No, that's the case.
No, but that's a separate case that we're learning from the
Arnold. Our case, I maybe get Sfina.
That means the offer came from Chutz Laretz. But how do you know that the Mayim that we're talking about right now connects to
above Sfina La'aretz, it came on a boat. So the boat had to have come from somewhere else.
How do you know that the boat came from Chutz Laretz?
But say you only wrote it when you
was. Did you get the dirt from the
boat? But when did you write the edge?
Maybe get this famous from Eretz Yisrael.
Any constantly flowing river has to have
an
original.
No. The machlokes not knowing about offer Chutz Laretz is a separate machlokes. The shaila is when you're writing again. The Gemara never told us that we started there. I don't know. Rabbi Yisai, Yesh Ladin, what the chiluk in Mayim is? Yeah, I want to go. Viter.
I'm saying, could you say that's because it could seep in? Like if you're surrounded by.
That's what Ezra was saying.
Yeah, but
that it's a water that's connecting to Chutz Laretz. It's a mela, that's Megareya.
No, but the water, there's no like.
Yeah.
Let's say everyone's like going through the water. There's nothing around the water per se that's getting Lishmon or getting in him in. Whereas.
Why not? Us, that's what Jonah wants to know. Why not? Lamaisi, you're around an area that's between the Kaimo.
Everyone's on the move. You're not necessarily.
So that's what I was saying. So what is that? So what's the significance of that?
Because if you're
so you don't have a shame muckle.
If you're sitting in yeshiva,
you don't have a shame muckle. Yeah. You're losing your shame muckle. It's not like an area that's muvla that now can give that area. The problem is the fact that this is an area of mayim. Area of mayim, Chazal never gave that same chashivas to be influenced by the area that's muvla around, that it's a muvla around, that l'chayra we would say that it would just be a din of muvla. L'chayra, that's what you have to say, that mayim is different because it's mayim. Good? For a boy site. Yeah.
Have you said that a wagon would be considered, if someone's on the wagon, be considered that they're on the ground?
Maybe. Yes.
If yes, then why do we ever have a question of a flower pot that has legs connected to the ground?
Better get. You don't have a question.
No, so you're on a flower pot that has legs.
No, that's chayev.
So then why, what's the question with the flower pot being chayev or meiser?
It's a question of chayev or meiser.
But
for a get, you'd be chayev. Let's just stay tuned a little bit. Give me a little chance to open up the sugya, you guys. Right. Zok to Gemara. Tani Chada is kamevi beretz Yisrael. V'tanya either kamevi b'chutz l'aretz. Zok to Rashi. Hamevi get b'svina. Shenichta b'svina v'kasach le'et b'naretz eretz Yisrael kamer. We're assuming that it's rivers of eretz Yisrael. If anything, I So what does Rashi say? If you hold it's kamevi beretz Yisrael, it's as if you're on the dry land. No, we look at the river as the mayim as not being connected to the yabasha at all. Rashi is telling us what's critical and what the nekuda of the machlekes is. Can you view mayim as yabasha, or can you view mayim as not yabasha? That is not in the words of the Gemara. Zok to Gemara. What's the answer to this? Dira Amr Rav Yirmiya. Pay attention to who the people are over here. Amr Rav Yirmiya. It's not a stira. Lekashia ha Rav Yehuda ha Rabbanan. One sheet is Rav Yehuda, one sheet is Rabbanan. Who's Rav Yehuda, who's Rabbanan? This not. As the Mishnah tells us, offer chutz la'aretz haba b'svina la'aretz. If you have offer that came from chutz la'aretz, that was brought on a ship to Eretz Yisrael, chayev v'maiser b'shviyas. Tanakama holds it's chayev in mitzvah hatluyas ba'aretz. Amar Rav Yehuda emasai b'zman sh'asvina goshesh'es. Aval ein asvina goshesh'es potter. Dr. Yehuda, no. If the ship is taka sailing on the water, you have to know, Rabbi Yisrael, in halacha, we make a difference between the ships, how high and how deep the ship is in the sea. Which area of halacha does that make a difference for, Rabbi Yisrael? No. No. Tchumen. Marin Erevin Memdalid, Rabbi Yisrael. Mem Gimel and based of Memdalid. Mar is a suffix. Is there tchumen l'malam me'asara? Means above 10 from the ground, is there an isser to be yoytze chutz l'tchum, right? We all learned last week what tchumen was, right? Do we have a problem or not, right? There's a very nafkamina between big nafkamina for cruise ships and for airplanes. Are you over the isser tchum Shabbos for being on an airplane or being on a ship when you're l'malam me'asara? Is a suffik in the Gemara and Erevin, okay? Very important shiloh.
What's halachal
ma'aser? Halachal ma'aser were mekel. Yeah. So the because tchumen's the rabbanon. So the Gemara wants to say that according to Rabbi Yehuda, bizman she'asvina goshesh'es, if the svina is taka connecting to the ground, scraping the ground. What's the word I'm looking for, chevra?
Landlocked?
No. Gosheshes, it's dragging, touching.
Anchored.
So then what? Then it's connected to the ground. So then it's chayav and trumas and maizes and shvius. But if it's what? If it's in the water, so then that's disconnected from the ground. So then what? It's potter. Oh, so Gemara says that's our machlokes tanoin. Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan. That's our machlokes tanoin. Anyone bothered by this Gemara?
We don't know what the situation
was. Say better. Anyone bothered? Shaykhs. What bechlal? We're learning Gittin like the whole year. What does that have to do with Trumas and Meisers? What does that have to do? Is it Tosis Kasha? Tosis asks a basic kasha. In the timer, uma inyan get etzel meitzer. Otu a mevi get ba'aliyah. Tosis dramatizes the question. Tosis says, if a person is going to be sitting in Yerushalayim, in the Waldorf, on the sixth floor of the Waldorf, and he's going to write a get to his wife, right? Is anyone going to say what? That you're going to have to say fun and echtam? Because I'm not what? I'm not on the ground floor? And therefore what? I'm not connected to the karka? And therefore what? I'm not going to be what? I'm not going to be what? Chayiv in Trumas and Maisers. Is anyone going to say that I would have to say fun and echtam in such a situation? So Tais says, Mela. Two clearly have nothing to do with each other. So Mamela, you could have one, you can have without the other. So why is the Gemara assuming that these two machloksim are Tali Abba? Tosis clearly assumed that what? That if you plant on your gag, on your upper floor, on the roof, a flower pot, that what? It's potter from what? Trumas and Maisers. Chevra, Zokta Egle Tal, who is one of the most important svarim that you're going to use when you learn Hilcha Shabbos, Mesech Shabbos. The Baal Avnei Nezer wrote in Melech and on Mesech Shabbos the Sefer Egle Tal. He tainas in Meleches Koitzer in Sifkot and Tess. A great horror. That which Tosis assumed in our Kasha, that if a person plants on an upper floor, that it's not chayiv in Trumas and Maaseris, is against a Trumas HaRosh. Trumas HaRosh paskins that if a person has, he's talking about a rooftop over here, but I think it would apply even to a lower floor, as long as it's connected to something that's mechubar lekarka. Trumas HaRosh paskins that if you plant in a mechubar dika way, even though it's technically not in the ground, growing in the ground, you could be chayiv trumas and maisers, even though it's raised above, and it's not necessarily in the karka of Eretz Yisrael mamish. Aye, isn't there a din called otzitz she'eino nakuv? Isn't there a din that if you have a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it, Rabbi say, which is the next part of the sugya, the next side of the Maariv Hakayimis, we're going to have to learn all the dinim that is so important for Shabbos, the difference between flower pots that have holes, don't have holes, for Shabbos, for Trumas and Maaseris, that's the big Tosis over here. It's, Mamish Gittin is the main source for that whole sugya in Hilchos Shabbos. When a person learns Zorei, he has to learn Gittin Daf Zayin. So how could the Rosh say what he's saying, that you don't have to be connected to the ground? Hello, there's a din that if you plant in an otzit she'eino nakuv that doesn't have a hole in it, it's not connected to the ground, your putter means daraisa, and if you would rip off your flower pot that doesn't have a hole, you'd only be, it'd only be in a Sidur Abanan, a Gzera, Otu, an Otu Tznokov, but that's not growing from the ground. What? Is it Machlokes?
It's Machlokes. What? Whether it's considered the ground.
No. That's by Agabi Yesedis. That's standing in the air. I'm talking about on the ground.
On the ground.
On the ground doesn't have a hole. So the Rosh is going to have to agree that there's a concept in the Rabbanon called an Otzit Shein Unokim. So how can he say what he's saying? That you don't have to be connected to the ground. You could be Chayev Mida Oraisa if you're Zoyrea on the Gag. Rabbi said this is Rosh as quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Arlo. Says the Rosh, it's not a problem. An Otzit Shein Unokim is a movable item. It's something that you move around. Something you pick up, the pottery, the plant. I don't know how we were going on the plane. This lady was like, big pottery tree, and she was like holding it. Like, there's weird stuff going on in the airport these days. You know, like the as if like this is her pet. Like, you know, we're all putting our bags there, and so that's movable item. That's an item you move from place to place. That's not derech zriya, zok derosh. But if you have something that's what, that's kavua, that's stationary, that's not going to be moving around, even though technically zok derosh, it's not in the ground. It's derech zriyaso bekach. That's chayiv in trumas and maaseris midoraisa. And if I would rip something out of that ground on the rooftop, zok derosh on Shabbos, I just violated koitzer midoraisa, even though it's not connected to the ground. Fascinating, Rabbi Yisai. Zok de egle tal, If that would be the case, L'chor, you see not like that from Tosis, because you could have answered that to Tosis. You are chayiv. You are chayiv in Trumas Maisis. Who's the bar plukta of the shita of the Rosh Rabbeitzai? Zok the Egle Tal? Our Tosis. Our Tosis in the Hava Amino? In the Hava Amino assumes that your Avad is going to be potter. Unless you're going to tell me that that's exactly what Tosis is holding in the Maskona, that he holds like the Rosh. I don't think that fits into the words. Let's read the Teretz. Otu amevi get ba'aliyah be'eretz Yisrael, yichoshev kemevi b'chutz la'aretz. Why? Zok Tosis. Mishum da'ofer abo sham michutz la'aretz, potter mi'maiser. So just like you're going to pater him from Trus and Maisers, you should say you should be chayiv in Befanenech, Befanenech, when a guy is on the rooftop in Yerushalayim. So according to the Rosh, the Kasha wouldn't start. According to the Rosh, the Kasha wouldn't start. So now Aaron wants to say, no, that's what Tosis is saying. That's what Tosis agrees to say. Vo'imari de loidomi, da aliyah karka shetachtea barzriyahi. Aaron, if Tosu was saying Eina Hanami, I'm backing out from my Hanocha, and I was saying that what? That Itaka is Chayiv in Shumas Maisers, so then you wouldn't have to analyze the bottom floor. There are Achronim that learn Tosu like you're saying.
Are you reading Tosu to say that it's only about the thing that's directly under, but
yes,
I'm reading it
yes.
as the thing that's like under?
No, I'm reading the Tosu as saying, since the bottom floor is Bar Zriya, the sand, where the foundation of the building is a bar zriya, so memela, that makes a distinction between here and Svino.
Yeah.
According to the Rush, you don't even have to get to that. According to the Rush, the top floor is chayv. It has nothing to do with the bottom floor. It's the fact that I'm connected to Mechobar Lekarka. So Tosfos L'chayra, Rabbi Yisai, is a whopper of a Tosfos. Put this away in your pocket. This is going to affect many different areas of Halacha, including Hilchos Shabbos, Trumas Maisers, everything. Our Tosfos and Zayin HaMabez L'Chayra disagrees with the Rosh, as the Egle Tal points out. Very difficult to say that in the Teretz he's backing and he's saying like the Rosh in the Teretz. But now the question is, everybody say, what is he saying? So what is his Teretz? So what is Tosfos Chiluk? Tosfos had a Bam Kasha. Tosfos wanted to know, what are you going to tell me that a guy on the second floor or on the Gag in Yerushalayim, in Rechavia, in Shari Chesed, is now going to have to say B'fanenech, what is that, crazy? That's crazy. Tosfos says no. Since that area what is Bar Zriya, some Amela what, that's sufficient for what? Not to be Machayev me and Trumas Maisers Menat Torah on the Gag, but to be a Eretz Yisrael for get. But Masha Enkin Mayim. The area below is not even Bar Zriya. So Mamela, that's why Chazal didn't automatically think that you would be chay, that you would be considered Eretz Yisrael for get b'fanenech. Again, assuming, like he said originally, that this is less than Muvlaos, than areas that are swallowed up. Since the area is a lav Bar Zviya. So therefore what? That can't give it a shame Eretz Yisrael, like a second floor or like a rooftop would be able to be a shame Eretz Yisrael, even though technically I'm not chayv and Trumas and Maisers on that rooftop either, because I disagree with the Shita of the Rosh. Now Rabbeisai, that's what Tosfos says. Who cares? What should the bottom floor now, what's Tosfos telling us? What's the Yisoid HaDover? Lamaisa, you're not planting on the bottom floor. Lamaisa, you're standing on the top floor. So what's going on over here? So why should the theoretical possibility now affect? Well, I'm not there. You guys all asked me, great kasha, but you can't plant in the yam. You could grow seaweed. So L'chayra, Tosfos held, not like the sushi culture. Tosfos all held that's not food. This is held that sushi's not in style, right? They have seaweed with sushi, no? So that's butler daite, it's a kol adam. Go swim with the fish. Crazy people. Eat a piece of steak. Have a nice day. Have a like a bar pri adama. I don't know. I don't have a better teretz than that. Yeah, or.
So going back to.
But I say every step over here is gold. Shilas and poiskim, everything. Yeah, or.
So going back to whether or not Tosos is a chalik on the rush.
Yeah.
Just to be with the Achronim that learned that he is.
Yeah, how would you fit that in?
Didn't the rush say that the only reason why you're chayav on a god is because you're planting on something that's in chuvah l'karka?
Yeah.
So there is, you see that the reason why you're chayav is because it does have to do with the bottom of the book.
It has. No. That you just made a jump. It has to do with the fact that you're mechuber lekarka. But the point is, that's a chiyuv on its own. I'm planting in mechuber lekarka.
What if you're mechuber lekarka that wasn't bar zriah?
It's not. That's what the rush is talking about. It's talking about a cement upper floor, a gag that's made of clay.
Oh, it's mechuber lekarka, like as in the building is the karka?
Yeah, you're planting on something that's mechuber, and that mechuber connects to the ground. Mechuber lekarka kekarka dami. That's a halacha we have. Mechuber lekarka is kekarka. If it's something that's stationary, so then that has a din of a karka.
So what if that's built in the water?
What?
What if something was built in the water?
So even the rush would say that you're put.
But what if that's what Tosos is saying then? He's talking about that aspect of the halacha.
But even the rush would say you're
potter? Boimari, the loy dummy, the aliyah, the karka, shetachtea, barzriyahi. But that's not critical. Tosis should say, no, Tosis should say to me, Rabbi, it's not true. Aliyah is chayef. The aliyah is chayef.
Only because it's karka.
It's chayef and true, it's a maestris.
Why?
But only because it's.
What?
Why is it
because it's, you're planting in mechuber lekarka. You're in a stationary area.
So
that's Derech Zriya.
Right.
That's what he's saying.
He's
analyzing the soil on the bottom.
That is the whole reason why you're chayev for the Aliyah.
But he's not saying that the Aliyah is chayev.
No, he's not saying the Aliyah is chayev. He's saying.
And what do the Achronim say?
What? I don't know how they read it into that. I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, Rabbi,
I don't think
Rush
so.
Says the top
the Aliyah is. No, in Trumas of Maestris.
He says you're
high. He's not.
He says the bottom is right.
The bottom! The karka! Is a barzriya! Tosis didn't sound like he was kaiser from his kash.
Is that why Rashi says kli chayers when he's
right? Oh, are we masking over here? I think it's a very hard read to say that in Tosis. I agree that this is going to be big nafkaminas between Tosis and the Rush in terms of planting. Everybody say, big, a guy who walks up to his plant, right, to according to the Rush, a guy who walks up to his god and plants a thing, he might have violated Shvius. It's wild, even though he's not in a field. It's wild. But Rabbi say, according to my pshat, I want to understand better. Why should the lower area now have any bearing on the upper area?
We're talking about Kerem here, no?
No.
Rabbi said a rush would
hold. Kerem?
Yeah.
Rabbi said a rush would hold that building
huh?
In the ocean.
Who?
The rush would hold that building in the ocean if you plant on the top floor is what?
I think Potter.
Why?
It's not mechuber lekar. It's floating in the water.
No.
What if it's mechuber like a bridge?
I think that would be chayev.
What if
a tunnel?
That would be chayev.
A tunnel sky.
I think that would be chayev. Why not? I put soil in there and it grows. I make it grow.
No.
On the top floor. On the bridge.
A tunnel.
I thought it's kikarka, so it's like the karka.
No. It's not because of the technicality of that karka. It's just it's stuck to the ground. I think that's now that the rush holds. Is that an otzitz? Is that a movable item? No. So then it's not a problem. So this is Derech Zriya. You don't need technically the ground.
It's definitely not what Tosis is saying.
Hey, so
I think so.
So what about if they use an anchor, like on the boat, and then to stop the boat from moving?
It's like a dock.
I don't think that's really mechuber. That's open and closing. That's changing. Yeah.
So cool. I don't
know. How do you answer my question? What's the shaykh that can get my spot?
Get Israel.
His kasha was all because of his theoretical possibilities. He says, what are you going to tell me on the second floor that you're going to be chayav to say Tfanin Eptav if you're going to say the Tali Haba?
He's not asking like why they're like.
He's saying Al Korch. He's saying like this Al Korch. They have nothing to do with each other because of I'll give you this litmus test.
That's why they have nothing to do with each other, not because the reason for one is because you're getting supposedly you're getting
right. The Shem Eretz is right. I can understand that there's a Shem Eretz Israel that Chazal wanted to equate, but Tosfos says it can't be. Because if that would be the case, then if you would be on a second floor, you'd be on a gag, then you'd be chayav to say b'fanei eftav. And that's not true.
Not
so Taisa says, no, I could explain that away.
But he still has the initial question.
Yeah, well,
no.
It doesn't sound like he's bringing Akasha from that halacha. It sounds like he has a question, and then he furthers that question with this halacha.
So he's. I think what's bothering him is because of that litmus test.
Really, that's crazy. That's like what I would burn out as the halacha.
I don't understand what you mean.
That case that
Tosfos
brings up, he says that.
No, that's not halacha. That's not halacha. That's not halacha. That's what Tosfos
is
holding.
The second floor of a building.
You're not chayav and truma semais. No, no, you do have to say it. But he wants to know why that would be the case if you're going to be potter from truma semais.
Right.
You do not have to say it. Correct.
If we possibly,
he holds pasha. You don't have to say it. So the memela, if you're going to equate these two things, that should come out, and that's crazy.
So he
says Tosfos. Yes.
And they are equated.
Correct. Correct. Why? Rabbi, what's going on in this sugya? We have to take things back. In order to fully understand this Tosfos, I need some time, guys. In order to fully quickly.
No, I'm reading the English Tali. He says that Shishal is Bekarim and Notea Al God.
That's the Rush. That's the case of the Rush.
So we're saying it's my little
knowledge. No. It applies to non Karim. Right. Rabbi Isai, it's all vegetation. Rabbi Isai, what's going on in this sugya? What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? Let's just push it, break it down. Just what is going on in the sugyo? What's the Nekudas HaMachloikis HaTanai? Let's go right through the Gemara. Abaye Omer, Hava Ha Rabbi Yehuda. You don't have to say it's HaMachloikis HaTanai. I could explain the Stira and the Brises differently. They're both going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and it's just a difference in Metzias. Lokasha, kam bizman she'en asfina gosheshes, kam bizman she'asfina gosheshes. Since Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's no physical touching, if there's a hefsik, if there's any separation, that's going to cause a problem. So then the only time you're going to be chayiv in Trumas Ma'aser is going to be what? Sorry, the only time you're going to be chayiv in Fanenach Fanenachtam is going to be what? When it's in a gosheshes. If it's gosheshes, then it's going to be chayiv. Now things get interesting. Omer Abzeira. Zokter Abzeira, that which you present to me, a machloikis between Rav Yud and Chachamim, about a sfina, when it's chayiv and trumas and maestras, Omer Abzeira, this is not only limited to a sfina in the water, it's also applicable to a classic flower pot that's suspended in the air. Otzitz nochav hamunach al gabi yisedus. If you have a flower pot that has a hole in it. Okay, we're going to have to learn about that, everybody say. Apparently, sometimes, holes make a difference. Okay? Otzitz nokov hamunach agabi yisedis. Right? You have to always check on Shabbos when you're moving, whether or not this thing has a hole or not. Or sometimes, we're going to have to learn the dinim about that. Hamunach agabi yisedis, you can move a flower pot from a table onto a stand, and you might be chayav now. Real serious shaylos. Otzitz otzitz nakov no on karka. Otzitz nakov amunach agabi yisedus. Banu lo machlekes Rav Yehuda Rabbanan. So that's gonna be the same machlekes. Carry over between their machlekes lagabi svina would also apply to an otzitz nakov. Sucked Rashi. Banu machlekes Rav Yehuda Rabbanan, the Rabbanan avira commandem man chadami. According to the Rabbanan, what? The avira is what? As if it's what? On the ground. What's commandem man chadami? Sitting on the ground, placed on the ground. Rav Yehuda loy mechayev b'maisim d'oraisa. Why? Adimancha aara. Did everyone chop that? Rashi says loy mechayev m'd'oraisa. Sounds like according to Rashi, maybe you would be chayev the Rabbanan. Why? Why? Because because l'chayra, even if it has avir in between it and the ground, it's no worse than what? Then a what? Atzashen or nakav. And atzashen or nakav, we know is chayev trumas ma'isus midrabbanan gzeira atu atzat nakav. So Mustama Rashi there held that that's why he's only willing to say eno chayev deraisa. Rabbi Yehuda, that's being makel. L'chayra would only be makel on a level deraisa, but not on a level derabbanan, because it's low gara from an atzit that doesn't have a hole. At the end of the day, it's still a flower pot. Good. Comes along Rava, and Rava says, not so fast. Amar Rava, Rava says no. Dilma loihi, ad kan lo kam Rav Yehuda hasam ela besfina ha'asuya levroyach. Aval otzit she'eno asu levroyach loi. Zot Rava, mechatesi. Why are you comparing apples to oranges? Perhaps the machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbana was only what? On the books is only by what, Rabbi say? Rabbi Zeir is the one who's extending it. On the books, it's only said where? By a boat. What's unique about a boat, Zakta Rava? That Rabbi Yehuda says you need goysheshes is because the boat what? The boat moves. The boat's not stationary. The boat's asuya levroyach. Masha'en came where you have a stationary item. So the memela what? Maybe even Rabbi Yehuda will agree to an otzitz that's be'avir, that doesn't have this idea of asuya levroyach, that you're going to be chayef. Then continues Rava and says what? Or maybe their machloik is what? Ad kan lokom rabbanon hosam ela besfina ad loy mafsik avira. Maybe rabbanon was only what? Was only mako where there was no what? Airspace. But what? But maybe rabbanon would agree by an otzitz that's in the air, since there's a what? Since there's a hefsik, the mafsik avira loy. Rabbi Sai, I think Rava is perhaps a key to our sugya. Let me explain to you what I'm saying. What is the nekudas hamachlokes between Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan? So comes along the Ritva on this next sugya. I didn't put it on the Marmakimis. It's one liner. It's also in the Meiri. I didn't put this Ritva on. I put a different Ritva on. The Ritva says, the machloikas Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, he happens to make an ukimta in the Gemara. He says, Rabbi Yehuda is only mechayev this otzitz if it's limata mi'eser. Zok the Ritva, the language of the Ritva in the Meiri is because the machloikas is when an item is yoinek min akarko. When does it extract its nutrients from the ground? According to Rabbanan, it always extracts its nutrients. Anything that's above it always extracts its nutrients. It's yoinek. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, no, it's only yoinek if it's goysheshes. If there's actual connection. Is that the nekudas ha-machlaikas, Rabbi say? Is that the pashup shat in our sugya? That there's a machlaikas in Metzias about how much yunika there is from a flower pot or from an item that's growing on a ship that's not technically on the ground? Could be. That sounds like what the Ritva is learning. Sounds like what the Meiri is learning. But perhaps, Rabbi said, we could suggest an alternate pshat, an alternate yisoid in our mahalach in our sugya. And I want to present this yisoid, Rabbi said, with akasha in Rav Chaim stencils. He mamish has three lines on our Gemara. And he asked the following kasha. Frekt Rav Chaim, you have offer haba michutz laretz that's now in Eretz Yisrael. Ask Rav Chaim, I don't understand. Right now, you look at this flower pot. So yeah, it's connected to the ground. It has some shaychus to Eretz Yisrael. But you can't ignore that what? That there's offer from chutz laretz in here. So why shouldn't this be an elon that's half growing from chutz laretz, half growing from Eretz Yisrael? What's pshat with this sugya? Offer abo mi chutz laretz. Perhaps the answer to this kasha, Rabbi Yisai, is a new mahalach in our sugya. Everyone agrees to the amount that this flower or this tree or this item, this vegetation, how much it's being yoinik from the karka, how much it's extracting its nutrient from the ground. That's not the nekudas on achloikas between Rav Yehuda and Rabbanan. But you know what perhaps Gittin Dav Zayin and Beis is teaching us? It's not enough just to be yoinik from the karka. It's not enough just to grow and get your nutrients from karka Eretz Yisrael to be chayv and trumas and maisers. You know what else you need in order to be chayv and trumas and maisers and shvius? To be chmitzas hatluyis ba'aretz? You need to be mechubur lekarka. You need chibur. You need connection. If that's the yisoid of Rishai, perhaps the nekudas ha-machloikas between the Yehuda Rabbanan is whether or not I can view a connection in a svina. I can view a connection in an area where there's airspace. Comes along Rava, and Rava says, if the whole Yisoid Adover, if the whole Nakuda over here is not about how much it's being yoinik, how much it's extracting from the ground, is there scientifically some connection that it's getting its nutrients from the ground? That everyone agrees. The Shaila is, can I be mevatel the item to the karka? Can I view this as karka Eretz Yisrael, as chibur to the karka? Or is the fact that it's on mayim, the fact that it's defended in the air, now a reason what? To say that it can't be bottled to the karka. What is the lashon of the Ritva? Rabbi said, I thought the Ritva's lashon was very telling. When you're sitting on mayim, zok the Ritva, have ke oimid birushus atzmoy domyon. The Ritva, l'chayr, is very important, I thought. The nekuda is not whether or not it's growing from that area. It's not a machloek, it's a metzias. It's whether or not I look at this as an independent entity. Can I be mevatel this? Can I nullify this to the underneath ground and say that it has some shaychus to that land? Can I be mevatel it to the karka? If it's in a reshus b'fnei atzmo, I can't be mevatel it to the ground. Now Rabbi say we understand Rava. Rava says, what are you mixing apples to oranges? There's a bezunder svara, there's a svara, there's a logic over here by Svina to say why you're potter. You know why you're potter? Because it's asuya levroyach. Because it's moving. So what? What are you telling me, Rava? Who cares? So it's moving. But right now it's sitting in Eretz Yisrael. Lamaisa, it grew. It grew in Eretz Yisrael. It's moving. So what? Rabbi say, what's Rava telling us? That's lacking in the what? In the bittul. In saying that that area can now be subsumed by Karka Eretz Yisrael. Or Zok Rava to the other side. You want to say this by what? Avira? Because they said it by Svina. Maybe Svina has a mile at that what? That there's no what? There's no hefsik. There's no separation. But by a Svina, perhaps, where it doesn't have that hefsik. So then I could say, oh, that's Karka Eretz Yisrael. That's Chibur. That's connected. That's Bittul. That's not Rishus. That's not Rishus B'Fnei Atzmo. That doesn't have that hefsik. Rabbeinu, I think this Zokter Shmuel Rozovsky is exactly what Rashi is being madvish to us. What does Rashi say? Is it Kiyabosha? Is it not Kiyabosha? But then Rashi says even stronger. The last Rashi on Zayin HaMabez. What's the Lashon of Rashi? Listen carefully. Bonu L'machloik is Rabbeinu Rabbonon. L'Rabbonon Avira Keman Deman Chodomi. It's like it's sitting on the ground. You need to physically be there. Otherwise, it's an independent entity. It's chibur. Im Kain, Rabbi Say. Perhaps that's Pshat and Tosfos. What does Tosfos say? Boy Marie Deloidami Dalia Karka Shetachtea Barzriahi Veroiles Chayev Bemeiser Veshvius Masha Einkin Besvino. So we asked everybody, say, what's Pshat and Tosfos? Lameisa. You're not planting on the ground floor. you're not planting on the ground floor, you're putter from Trumas and Maisus, the way I'm learning that Tosfos is against the Rosh. So why should you be potter from saying b'fanenech, b'fanenech tav? Places is saying that for the Indian b'fanenechta, as long as what? The bottom floor, the karka, is for sure bar zriya. So mamela, that will enable me to call it Eretz Yisrael for the top floor. Even though I'm putter from Trumas and Maisers technically. Let's come back to that Lila and Tysus. Still needs another Hesber. Again, Tysus is saying, at the end of the day, Tysus is saying that even though I'm going to potter you from Trumas and Maaseris, since it's being planted on, since it's on an aliyah, on a second level of an area that would technically be a bar zriya, that's enough for b'fanenech, b'fanenechta. Masha'in came by Svina, that the area itself is not to be chayev for b'fanenech, b'fanenechta. Right? So, here you see the opposite of what I'm saying from Tosfos. You see the opposite of what I'm saying from Tosfos. If what I'm saying is that the svar over here is to be mevatel to the karka, right? And to be make it munach on the karka. And does Sfina, does the Mayim cause a problem or not? L'chayra, you would never be able to say this chiluk of what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying a building in Eretz Yisrael is different than a Sfina, because a Sfina on the karka itself, it has no tzad. So what's being mechayiv in Trumas is Maisus, according to Tosfos, is not the ground underneath the water. And therefore, that's not going to help you before Nechtav, and that's where you're going to have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rabban. Masha Inkein, when it comes to a building, since everyone agrees that the ground there would be chayiv in Trumas and Maisus, so therefore that's going to benefit us, that we're not going to have a machlekes Tanoim about saying b'fanenechtav on an upper floor. So l'chayra, Tosfos is not being mevatalit to the ground below, and Tosfos is looking at straight up whether or not the ground below is barzeria, but it's not really clear. So what's the nekuda? Is that unique oriented? What's the mechayiv and what's the carryover at the end of the day according to Tosfos? I'm just saying it sounds a little bit the opposite of what we're bringing out from Rashi and how we're trying to answer for Reb Chaim. Rabbi Isai, how do we paskin on the Shaila? How do we paskin on the Shaila about Svina? Do you need Goysheshes? Do you not need Goysheshes? So the Rambam paskin in Hilchos Trumas and Maisers, in Hilchos Truma, you need Goysheshes. You need Goysheshes. That bother anyone? The Rambam paskins, you need Goysheshes.
Yes.
Oh. Rabbim v'yochid alocha, alocha karab. So shouldn't the Rambam paskin like Tanakam? That's cushion number one. Cushion number two is the Rama Minei Ubei is Shver. Rabbi say this next part of the sugyo is going to have tremendous, tremendous halachic implications. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni, when he's talking about the din of Orla, what's the din of Orla, Rabbi Yisai? You can't get any benefit from fruit for the first 3 years, and you have to do what? Burn it. Pentukaresh, you have to burn it. Yeah. We had something about clementines in Costco. So we have to burn it. We thought they were Orla. I give a shir on it. So Arla is also for the first 3 years. So the Rambam wants to know, let's say you grow a tree on a boat and it has fruits, it sprouts, you're on the boat for a while, and it sprouted some fruits. Are you chayiv or not? Says the Rambam. Is it asr mitam Arla? Zok the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'aser Sheni? Yes. What did the Rambam leave out, Rabbi Yisai? Rambam never tells us whether it's kosheshes or not. So this is the kushya of the Velt. Fundamental contradiction in the Rambam. Whether or not the Rambam paskins gosheshes or the Rambam doesn't paskin gosheshes. So again, we have two kashas. Number one, the Rambam is inconsistent. Number two, even without the inconsistency, we have to understand why the Rambam forgot the Chachamim over here and went like Rabbi Yehuda and Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow, we will finish that up and hopefully move by there. Mincha, yeah, vada.